But welcome back to the Heart series, and today 6 of part 4. Now, yesterday, in the last couple of days, we've been looking at patience and the way in which patience is very much interrelated, almost another name for this unconditional sense of happiness, of kindness, of love, or whatever word you want to use for it. And of course, within the culture in which we live now, everything is expected right now. So it's almost as though impatience is encouraged. The more we move on, the more things become technologically advanced, and the quicker that things become, the more we expect everything right now. And of course, it's not just in others, it's also in ourselves. I think there's a greater sense now of expectation of being able to do things for oneself immediately, perhaps even perfectly. You might even recognize that in yourself, and even within this exercise, within this meditation, you might sort of be a little impatient with your progress. And that's perfectly normal. But remember, we're starting out here. We're just making a beginning. It doesn't matter actually where we're starting from. It's just the fact that we're making that start. And the more that we practice, the more that we train the mind in this way, the more that innate quality starts to reveal itself. It may well not happen as fast as we'd like it to. Things rarely do. Things of any substance or meaning or real value, as a general rule, they take time, you know. And this, again, it comes back to that thing that I introduced at the very beginning of the Headspace journey. This is a skill we're learning here. And to learn any new skill, you need a sense of discipline, doing it on a regular basis, but you also need a sense of patience, a willingness to be open, to learn, and to develop that skill over time. So if you can today, just bring in a little bit of softness, gentleness, a bit of patience to the mind. As you just take a moment to settle yourself, feet on the floor, hands in the lap, as you take some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next out breath, just gently closing the eyes, allowing the breath to return to its natural rhythm. As you just take a couple of minutes to become more aware of the other senses. And as you become more aware of the senses interacting with the space around you, also becoming more aware of the physical sensations within you, within the body, starting to notice any particular feelings, any particular sensations, and any particular emotions that might be around right now. As always, just pausing to reflect on your motivation and who the people are around you that this could benefit. So really take the time now to think of the individuals in your life who could directly impact, directly benefit from you doing this exercise today. And when you've done that, you can just settle your attention, settle the mind on the breath, on that rising and falling sensation. And just allow it to rest there for a couple of minutes. And then just now beginning the visualization, starting with yourself and just enjoying watching that visualization unfold now. And now just bringing that first person to mind and watching as a visualization expands within them in just the same way. And when it looks as though that person is happy, relaxed, fulfilled, just letting that image dissolve and in its place, bringing about the next person, that person that's close to you. And now just letting that image dissolve as well. In its place, the person who you don't know quite so well, that neutral person, who you don't feel as though you have any vested interest necessarily in their happiness, but you still imagine them looking increasingly happy. And as you let that visualization go, now bringing to mind that fourth and final person, the person that challenges you in some way, that you have difficulty with in some way. And just watching now as that pinprick of light begins to expand, bringing a genuine sense of happiness to that person. Allow thoughts to come and go, allow feelings to come and go. Don't worry if those thoughts and feelings seem contrary to the visualization. That's perfectly okay, perfectly normal. Just stay with the visualization now. And having watched that visualization unfold, just letting go of any focus now. And just giving the mind a little bit of space and freedom. And now just bringing the attention back once again to the body, back to feeling of contact between the body and the chair or the floor, sounds, smells, perhaps even tastes. As you slowly open the eyes, just taking a moment to appreciate what that feels like, to have stopped, to have taken a bit of time out. Clearing your mind of being present and aware as you go through the day today. And when you've done that, you can just have a stretch, sit back in the chair. And I think this idea of patience is a really useful thing to take into the day with you today. It's still exactly the same. We're just looking at sort of kindness and happiness from a slightly different angle when we're looking at patience. Really, you could say they're one in the same thing. And it's when we become impatient, not only with others, but with ourselves, as I say, that we prevent ourselves from feeling a sense of happiness. And the mind becomes quite sort of rigid and closed. So notice today, as you go through the day, those times where you become impatient with yourself, whatever it might be. It might be an odd moment, an odd situation, or it might be a more sort of chronic thing where you become impatient with the way you think, the way you feel, the way you habitually react to something. Noticing this will allow you to empathize a little bit more with yourself, to be a little kinder to yourself, a bit more gentle to yourself. This isn't an excuse to highlight those aspects of mind so that you can then get impatient with that as well. Remember, when you see it, when you recognize it, it's not about thinking about it, it's just seeing it. And when you do that, it allows you to let go of that pattern. But I'll continue with this theme tomorrow. I'll leave it there for now. And I'll see you back here then for day 7 of part 4.